landmark. Welcome to SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prada from SB Nation DC, the editor, and Bullets Forever as well. And good to be back another week with you. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Not too bad. I'm a little floored. One thing that I think we wanted to talk about a little bit on this show. There's some interesting numbers that came out for local TV ratings, and sometimes I find these kind of boring, and it's just like I don't really care. But this was pretty surprising. The Capitals have draw 39,000 homes a game. The Wizards are at 31,000. So the Caps are 25% higher. And I know the Caps are good and the Wizards are bad, and that explains a lot of it. But that's still, considering the history of this town, that's a big, big jump.
It's shocking the fact that that many people are still watching the Wizards. I agree 100% with you, what you're saying. It is shocking that that many people subject themselves to that type of torture.
What are you trying to say about me?
Well, no. Hey, look, I'm with you. I mean, I got the NBA ticket as well, I mean, so which covers my rear end so I can watch some good games too. But it is a great NBA town, or a great basketball town, excuse me. But people also want to see a good product, and obviously the Capitals are that product with all the expectations. And to be honest with you, I almost feel like the Caps numbers are a little low. I think if you were talking about Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto, you know, Detroit, they would be much higher if they had a team that was playing like the Capitals.
Yeah, well, we know this is not Detroit. Yeah. This is not Boston. This is not Philly. We know that, and yet we know what the city is like. I mean, there are a lot of cities, I feel like, where if there's a hockey team that's winning and a team that traditionally is more popular is not doing so well. I'm feeling dumb for not thinking of any examples off the top of my head. You know, it's still, I don't think that it always happens like this, especially, you know, given this town's history of just not being a Caps town, you know, and that's just such a big recent thing. I still think it's really interesting. And I think more accurately, it's more interesting to think about what this means going forward. And I think there are a lot of different ways we can kind of think about this as far as the future of sports in this town.
Well, there's a lot of kids that are growing up that have never seen a Redskins championship. More than a lot, the majority of people.
All kids have never seen.
Yeah,
I mean, they haven't even seen them make the championship game.
Right, right. And then you throw in the Wizards, who haven't only advanced past the first round once in the last decade. And, you know, nobody remembers the 78 championship that, is under 30 years old. So, yeah, I mean, look, there is a group of people, the only success they've known is the Capitals and Alex Ovechkin. And, unfortunately, most of that success has been just regular season success. I mean, you know, they've only gotten to the second round once. So, I mean, that's the other issue at hand here, too.
So then what does that mean? So, like, here's the question.
I mean, D.C. sucks as a sports town now.
Yeah, well, that's a given.
Right.
I mean, hey, are you saying that my city sucks, Scott? I don't know.
Yeah,
no,
our city
I mean,
sucks. Yeah, that, I'm from here, too. Hey.
That's a given. But let's say, let's look ahead 5 years. Let's say that the Wizards rebuilding pays off and they're good. I don't know how good. Let's say they're as good as the Gilbert Arenas-led team, where they're a playoff team, but not, I wouldn't call them a contender. Let's say they're on that level. And then the Caps are still, again, a very good team, one of the best teams in the NHL, which they should be in 5 years, whether they win a title or not. I mean, they are young. They should be. Let's say those both happen at the same time. What do those TV ratings look like?
Well, I think they're even. I mean, if not the Wizards ahead of them at that point. I think the Wizards would
But I'm saying, but you're saying they're even. They're not. It's like what I would say is that the Wizards would be way ahead of them.
I don't know. I mean, it just depends. I mean, what kind of team are we talking about? And here's the other thing. Will the NBA lock out this year and lose the season next year? I mean, there's a lot of things that are hurting the NBA beyond just the Wizards. You know what I'm saying? That could play into factor here. I mean, Ted Leonsis has been screaming this for a couple of years, and I think a lot of us just kind of ignored it because we thought he was just sounding like a proud hockey owner saying that the NHL had the better structure for the long term. And now that this stuff's coming out about what's about to happen to the NBA, you kind of have the feeling that he's probably exactly right on that note.
I mean, I'm not going to agree with that. It's a different sport. But let's just say that there is no lockout.
Okay.
Which I'm optimistic. They usually figure this
nutty,
stuff out.
Be the nutty optimist. Dave Pollin used to be. And so there you go.
Well, gee, that's really nice of you.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, but anyway, let's say that there's no lockout.
Okay,
let's take that out of the equation. I want to think locally here because I agree that nationally there's a chance that things could go south of the NBA if there's a long lockout and the NHL could resurface. But locally, I think that's not as much of a concern. You know, even if they do lock out, I mean, this city will always care about basketball on some level, no matter what happens. I mean, the NBA locked out before, you know. But
maybe they'll have a season, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so let's say that doesn't happen. You're in 5 years. I think that the Wizards' ratings would be, especially if they're an exciting team, which they should be with John Wall leading the way, I think the Wizards' ratings are going to be a lot higher. And if they're not, then I think that that's a real sign that this city's sports fabric is changing.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. Yeah, I would agree with that. If the Wizards are exciting with Wall, that they'll be ahead. Yeah, I don't know if it's by a lot, but they'll be ahead. Here's the problem. If you say the Wizards are just going to get back to a level they were before, I think people are pretty tired of that level, and the attendance reflected that. And, you know, even when they were still in the playoffs, quote-unquote, mix, they weren't really a team that was capturing the city's hearts necessarily.
I don't know. There were a lot of people that showed up to those games.
Yeah, they weren't selling out on a regular basis unless they were great. You know, it wasn't like all-time sellouts and all those things. Look, the Jordan years were more exciting, the 2 years. Okay. You know, drawing-wise. I mean, from somebody who was sitting courtside for both of the eras. I mean, the first year with Arenas and them, when they went to, you know, the second round, yes, that was an electric moment, and they could probably have been on the same level. But after that, it slowly deteriorated as far as interest was concerned, because people felt like the team had plateaued, which was true, and they hadn't really, you know, advanced any further. Not to say people didn't go when they were playing the Spurs, the Lakers, like they always do.
Right.
But, I just think, you know, on that front, if they're going to be at that same level, I don't see it like blowing away the Capitals if the Capitals are at a high, you know, at the same level too.
All right, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree. I think that if the Wizards, especially if they're exciting and maybe a little bit better than they were under Gilbert, and we're also talking about TV ratings as well. I mean, I think in person, the truth is that an NHL hockey game is more exciting in person than a professional basketball game for a lot of people. I mean, no matter what you think of the teams, it's a better experience. They're hitting each other. It's moving faster. You know, the horn stuff and the Unleash the Fury. I mean, that's a better in-person atmosphere.
I would agree with that. It is a better in-person game,
right.
No doubt.
So, but that doesn't really have to do with how popular the team is, because there's still a lot of fans watching on TV. You know, and I feel like if the TV ratings specifically, I think, would be a lot wider. Maybe not the who galvanizes the city more and who has more people wearing jerseys. The other thing I think, and I don't know, this might be, I don't know if I really want to get into this too much, but the other thing I think is that there's a lot more of a unifying class power with the basketball team in this town than there is a hockey team. You know, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't get into this, but there's a more...
Go ahead, you've already put it out there.
I mean, is it fair to say that the fan base of the Wizards would potentially be more diverse than the fan base of the Capitals?
Yes. No, that's not unfair. No, that's very true. Hockey's fought that everywhere they've been. I mean, there's some truth to that, I would say, yes.
Yeah, so that's just, I mean, maybe they
can't all necessarily mean it's going to be more TV numbers or outrageously higher TV numbers or... that it's better or whatever, but yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I think, yeah, sure, just like the NFL is too.
All right, so let's go back to that first question then, which is the idea that kids growing up have only seen one good team, and it's the Capitals. I mean, there was a story a few weeks ago about the explosion of youth hockey in the area.
Yeah.
You know, what does that mean going forward? You know, not 5 years in the future, but maybe 15 or 20 years.
I think it helps, and I think the fact that the Capitals really do a great job at getting out to schools and stuff like that, that matters. It really does. And, you know, the time I spent in Raleigh seeing what the Hurricanes did for a southern city, a real southern city, in really blowing up, and granted it was the only team in town, and is the only team in town as far as pros are concerned, it does make a difference. I mean, there's youth hockey in North Carolina that, like, there's never been before because of an NHL team, and when the team's good, that helps. Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely, the grassroots stuff is important, believe it or not. It's not just showing up at a, at an event and just, you know, shaking a few hands or whatever. I mean, the Capitals, they actually get down there and they play, you know, they do demonstrations and stuff, and they've gone out of their way to donate equipment and stuff to schools. And I think, you know, give credit to Ted Leonsis. I imagine the Wizards will do more of that as well, because, again, you have the same owner involved.
Yeah. It's almost like I read an interesting story this week about New York and about how the Knicks, who are not great but are relevant, and now the Knicks are relevant, suddenly the New York hoop scene, the youth hoop scene, the playground hoop scene has gotten bigger. you know, just because the Knicks are better, even though they really don't have that much to do with each other than the other than they're both basketball teams.
Well, and hey, St. John's is better too, which is
that's true too.
Bigger development than the Knicks, to be honest with you, with where they had to come from. So yeah, no, that does help, and it's true because look, I mean, kids were wearing Arenas jerseys. My son had to have Arenas jerseys, you know, when they were going. You know, and then now they, you know, it's on to Ovechkin in hockey. You know, so yeah, that's how it works. Kids are front runners.
That's true. People are front runners.
People are front runners. The adults are too. The people are turning the TVs on as well. So
we at SB Nation DC, we are not front runners.
Well, but we'll
okay,
really
maybe a little bit
beat the crud out of the hot story. No question. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about the Redskins coming up with Dan Schiffer.
Yeah, real front runner.
Speaking of front runners, yeah, or maybe that's back runners. So my mistake. But yeah, it will be an interesting chemistry experiment. But I do think hockey, Hockey Capitals have made a lot of headway here while these other teams have been floundering in mediocrity or below mediocrity, mm-hmm. just the lowest of levels. I think the Capitals have gained a lot of ground that's not just going to go away overnight.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, they go away overnight, which isn't happening either. So
yeah.
And we know the owner's got a commitment level to it. I mean, he was, you know, he's the guy who brought him out from the dregs of the earth. So I think that it's not going away anytime soon.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see. It's interesting.
Maybe the bigger question is, can the Nationals mix into this thing?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I thought that they were going to be the in team when they were decent last
year. Yeah.
I thought that they were going to get steal a lot of fans away because
they're
the only game in the summer, but they just kind of, the momentum just kind of got killed. You know, but let's say Strasburg recovers and Harper's great. That'll be really interesting. You know, but they're in a different season, so I guess it's a little different.
Yeah, but, you know, again, part of being a sports town, I mean, people back in the day never thought anything could compete with the Red Sox in Boston, and lo and behold, you know, the Celtics were always good, and then they went down forever, and then they came back and did well, and, of course, the Patriots came up out of nowhere and have been a dynasty of sorts for that city. So if you want to be a real sports town, you know, you got to support all the stuff, and it's not one versus the other. It's, you know, it's everybody, whatever the season is, you're all into it. So hopefully we will get to that point someday, but I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. Coming up, though, we do promise you this. Dan Schiffer is going to be with us here, SB Nation DC contributor. We'll talk some Redskins with him, in particular about them possibly going to George Mason for training camp and some of the issues with free agents coming up as well. And, again, follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio. Hit us up on the Facebook page. Like us, please, on SB Nation Radio as well on Facebook. It's SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson along with Mike Prada here on 106.7 The Fan.